Now, I'm joined in the studio by Steve from SEHBAC, who are one of our sponsors here at Phoenix FM, and he's here to talk about Improve, Don't Move. So, good morning.
Morning.
We've covered a lot of subjects off air. We can't actually tell anyone what we've been talking about, but it's...
Absolutely not.
Always good fun. We haven't seen each other for about 6 months, is it? Something like
it
that?
It must be at least that, isn't it? Yeah, got to be.
It was probably during the hot summer. Do you remember that? It seems like only yesterday we're all complaining about the heat.
Yeah, I certainly didn't have a coat on when I last year.
No, definitely not. Now, we're going to be talking about Improve, Don't Move. But before we talk about that, tell us about SEHBAC, your role there, and what the company does.
Okay, well, I'm the sales and marketing director, and I look after all our advertising and looking after the sales team and the designers to make sure they give the service we want to provide, which is top of our agenda. We've been trading now for over 50 years in the area. We've got numerous showrooms around the area. There's 12 showrooms around our patch we cover, and we love people coming in and see our products. It costs us a lot of money to maintain them in place, so we want people to come in, and it gives them a chance to test drive the products and see them for real in situ rather than just purchase something without seeing it, which is very unusual in this industry. Mm. We like people to come and see us, have a look, and make some decisions based on what they've seen. You know, the touchy-feely thing?
Yeah.
We like that.
Also, if you go and have a look at the website, which we'll give the details for, you've got your Trustpilot, which I always look for.
Absolutely.
Whenever I go to use a business, so you can see other people's comments straight
Absolutely.
Away.
Yeah, we work really hard on service backup. We've got a great team of people behind us. Our business is not just the sales team. The operation teams, I think, are the jewel in the crown. And that's the hardest thing to find in our industry. We look after our customers and we make sure we do a good job. Not just at the beginning, right through the whole process. And we're very, very keen to make sure we maintain that service throughout.
Now, we've got the tagline, Improve, Don't Move. Why are home improvements in the spotlight, and why should homeowners be thinking Improve, Don't Move?
Well, I think it's a bit of a backdrop with raising interest rates. You know, we'll sit on the edge of our seats this week to see what comes this week, which is coming through the budget. It's increased people's mortgages. And I think when you have that mixture of things, it sort of starts to perpetuate people to think about, well, what should we do? Should we stay and improve? And I think what people are trying to do now is, if we do something in our home, is it going to add value for when we can move? Then we're going to realise what we've spent. And I think that's very much on people's agenda at the moment.
What are the most common home improvement projects that people are undertaking with their homes?
Up until Christmas, the biggest, and it's no surprise, windows and doors.
Mm.
I mean, obviously with high energy costs,
yeah.
You know, the one thing you can absolutely invest in to make big savings right here, right now, is windows and doors. You know, it's the one we've all got them, and a lot of people haven't had their windows and doors changed for a number of years. What we can do is automatically add big savings to their energy bills by putting in some new windows, and they look great.
Yeah.
But the real desirable products are things like single story extensions, where people are looking to add space, conservatories, you know, orangeries, modern flat extensions with lanterns over their kitchens. You know, all these pictures you see and what we provide for these magazines, you know, all these lovely spaces, open areas where people can entertain, and it's a different environment in their home to what they're used to.
Yeah.
That's very much on the agenda now.
Yes.
This time of year, we're into that season.
Growing up, did your parents have a big kitchen? Or my parents, literally, you would get in the kitchen, and if my mum pulled down the cupboard door, we wouldn't be able to get out.
Absolutely the same.
That's all it was.
Yeah, we had to negotiate each other in the actual middle of it. Yeah,
but
it was nothing
changed,
like
that. It's changed, hasn't it, now? Because people want to have that experience of, you know, you've got your lounge, and then you go out and you've got your, you might have the island with a couple of chairs around it, and you've got your, you know, and it's more sociable, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, it becomes the focal point of entertaining, and people now are bringing more people into their homes to do entertaining and guests around and things like that. So having a great kitchen with a big extension in glass or with a big lantern on the roof, it really does create the wow factor. And it's unlike any other room in your home.
Mm.
You know, every other room's got painted walls or decorated walls and solid ceilings. A lot of people want a room which is completely transformational to the rest of their home.
Yeah.
So when people come, they just go, wow, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
That's the sort of rooms people are asking us to do now.
Yeah.
And it will add absolutely the wow factor. So when they do decide to move, this house will be the one that sells quickest.
Why are single-story extensions such as conservatories so good for adding space?
Well, one of the things are they're so versatile. You know, a lot of people are worried about them being too hot or too cold, which was very much of the old style conservatories. You know, All of those problems can be designed, and when you design a conservatory, you can make it so that these issues, if you like, what people are worried about, are dealt with. Mm. You know, ventilation, special glass, insulation. We can make a conservatory perform pretty much like an extension on a home, which is why people like them. But the other reason, they're a lot quicker to build from start to finish. You know, you're not dealing with a builder who's going to have different trades. We deal with the whole process, so we can keep track of it. We project manage the process. So when you start, you know, most people, when they start extensions, the day they start is fantastic, but the day the builders go is elation. You know, it's like a transformation. You're back, your home's back, no mess. And I think a lot of time when you're doing a conservatory, one of our extensions, we plan it so it's done efficiently and quickly. Mm. And then you get this versatile space which you can use all year round. People using them for offices, they're using them for additional kitchen space, dining rooms. It's such a versatile place that people can use once we've done it.
Now, you just said you take the project on from the beginning. Does the homeowner have to get in contact with the council or get planning permission, or do you do the whole thing?
We take care of the whole thing.
Oh,
you know,
that's
we
good, right.
We take, the only thing we don't do is decorate it afterwards, the paint and put the floor finish
Steve
down.
Come round on his own. With
I'm not making any promises there, okay? You don't want me coming around doing it, I promise you. But what we try and do is give a client a product which when we're done, it's done. You know, it's a turnkey operation. So they shut the door, we shut the door, we give them the keys, it's over to them to furnish it how they wish. And, you know, that's what we've made our reputation on, delivering that type of service to people. So when it's done, they love it, they can move in, and we then move on to our next project, you know. Yeah.
Lovely. Now, many of our listeners still think conservatories are quite traditional looking, probably like thinking like 70s, 80s kind of design. But then there's now quite a few different styles of conservatories.
Absolutely. I mean, aluminium, UPVC, we can do it all in shapes and sizes. The real trick with building an extension or a conservatory or anything on the home is to make it look like it's already been there. Mm. It's been there forever. You know, when you see these jobs put on people's homes, you want them to look special, but you also want them to integrate into their home so that it doesn't look like some, dare I say, carbuncle on the side of their home.
Yeah.
It's got to look right. So we've got years of experience doing that in this area, so we know what's going to work. Mm. And what we will do is we'll advise people what's going to look good in their home. You know, listen to all their ideas, and we will interject with our ideas, and from that you come up with a design which will suit that solution. People put more brickwork into it, these extensions now, than they've ever done, because they want it to be performing just like an extension. That's not a problem. We can accommodate the design to suit their ideas, and we might have some really good ideas ourselves which we can share with them.
Because they used to be hot boxes, didn't they? Back in like the 80s or 90s, you used to go into the conservatory, be like, no, I'm fine. But it's not like that now, because you can get all the automatic blinds. You've got special glass that doesn't make it so hot. So it's changed a lot.
Yeah, we've got some really, really modern, you know, efficient glass technology which will keep the sun away.
Mm.
You know, it will still need ventilating because it's glass. But if you design the glass right and the ventilation right, it becomes a glass extension rather than a conservatory, which is what people are actually looking for. They were looking for this room to give them this space, but it's different. Yeah. It's a glass extension which can be used all year round in any type of conditions.
Yeah.
And that's what we provide. We want people to be able to use our products all year round, not some of the time.
Now, how can people determine which home improvements will be the best return on investment, increasing the property value?
Much, much cleverer people than me who deal with property will tell you these sort of numbers, and it's not some, you know, you can get this online. The vast majority of people in the industry will tell you that if you have some sort of high quality, you know, designed properly conservatory, you're probably going to add anything between 7 and 10% on the value of your property. So that's going to more than cover the investment you've made by having that work done.
Yeah.
If you're having an extension with a solid roof or a lantern or a tiled roof, you can probably realise 12 to 20% value extra on your property by adding that room. So whatever you're spending your money on, you will get that back at some point when you sell it, because that's just the starting, but it's virtually the day you finish it. That's the sort of value it add. But don't forget, windows and doors as well will make your house much warmer.
Mm.
You'll realise the benefits through energy savings, as do changing people's roofs on existing conservatories. You know, people have these rooms which aren't performing to the same levels of insulation as we've got now.
Yeah.
All of those things will add real-time investment to their home in terms of saving energy and making that room much more usable. So whatever we do, we like to think we're not just doing it to look good. It's going to add value, and it's going to make that job much more practical for the client to use when we're done.
Yep.
Which is why we get great recommendations.
Absolutely, you should check out the website. What advice would you give to listeners who are undertaking a home improvement project but are not sure where to start? I mean, you covered it at the top. It's basically get in contact with you guys, come in and have a look around. There's no pressure because people are either going to want to do this or not. So you can come in a really friendly environment and chat to the team.
I like to think that the first thing to do is to come and have a look in our showroom and see what you like, you know, and they're all there for you to see, you know, the different designs. Choose a company who you know can do the project from start to finish, because you want that integrated process. You know, make sure they're local. Mm. You know, make sure the company you're dealing with you can get hold of. You know, they're not going to be miles away or you can't get hold of them. You know, discuss the designs thoroughly. Make sure you're making the right decisions. And our team will always help you make the right decision in terms of design. And if they've got suggestions, as I said, they will help you with that. Discuss the knowledge of local area. You know, our guys know the local planning rules, they know the local areas, so they can then design it to suit and deal with those issues rather than you finding out down the line. Mm. There's nothing worse than you making a decision and finding out you can't have what you want. You know, that is absolutely terrifying for some people. You know, what we will try and do is to ease that through the system, to make sure what we're providing for you will work. You know, and look into how the company's been going, how long they've been trading. You know, again, a real good indicator of who you're dealing with is going to give you the service you're looking for. You know, there's some of the things, but of course, you know, we know we've got a team behind our business who can look after you, and that's why we get such great recommendations. You know, and come and visit us in our showroom, we won't disappoint.
What is the best thing? I'm going to ask you a little, throw a curveball in. What's the best thing about your job, Steve? What do you love?
Oh, crikey. I every day is different. You know, I deal with, you know, some bad things. You know, things don't always go right. It's a building project, after all, and we have to pick the piece up on them and deal with it. We're good at that.
Yeah.
Now, we have a team of people manage it. Our daily focus is making sure we deliver the right service to our customers. You know, from the point of the client making the call right to the end when we turn over the key to them and say, it's all yours now, off you go. And that's, you know, why people recommend us. For me, it's the variety. Mm. It's just the different designs, providing great rooms and great products to people's homes where they love them. That's the best thing about my job, because we very rarely get disappointed people.
Excellent. That's a good tagline, isn't it? We rarely get disappointed people. There we go. Now, if people want to find out more, SEHBAC, you're on the web.
We are indeed. Yeah, we are indeed. And on the radio, on this radio. We've got some great offers at the moment as well. If you are thinking of having a home improvement or anything, come and talk to us now. It's definitely a good time to do it. This time of year, we're looking at great offers, and we'll be more than happy to give you a quote. No obligation. We won't be in your house all night. We'll give you some ideas of designs and quotes, and then hopefully, when you are in a position to do something, you'll consider us.
Lovely. That's all the W's, SEHBAC.com. If you go there, you'll find Facebook, Instagram. I think you're on all the social medias, obviously advertising here, one of our sponsors here at Phoenix FM as well. But you'll find some of the projects also they've got there, and some footage of things of the fast forward